welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, and thank you for taking time in your schedule to share these next few minutes together with me as we go into what I would expect is perhaps one of the favorite subjects of every child of God, and that is the presence of the Lord. What a glorious day it's going to be, beloved, when we are finally with Jesus, with our loved ones. What a time of glory, what a time of rejoicing that will be. Nonetheless, even though we living in this time in which God has ordained that we should be alive on the face of the earth. So often for those who love the Lord, we think, oh, how wonderful it would be if we could have been living at the time of Jesus, where we could have actually beheld Him and touched Him and see Him do His mighty works. Yet Jesus told Thomas, He said, blessed are those. Remember Thomas, he doubted the word of the other disciples that the Lord, in fact, had risen. And when Thomas was present a week later, the Lord called Thomas to Him. He said, be not faithless, but believing. Put your hand into the wound of my side and the nail prints. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And so we, as Jesus prayed for us in the 17th chapter of John, as is recorded by the beloved disciple, Jesus prayed not only for His disciples, but for those who would believe because of their report, because of their preaching of the gospel. And centuries later, down the corridors of time, we are those people which are alive at this time in history. And we know, if you understand Bible prophecy or listen to those who God has gifted to unveil the scriptures in terms of end time scenario and events, we know that we are definitely living in the end time. A time is coming when all the nations of the earth will behold the Lord, and it will be well with the righteous. And that's why it's so important. Some of you may be listening and you may be far off from the Lord. Maybe you used to serve the Lord, but you've gotten cold in your walk, or perhaps you've never actually invited the Lord into your heart. Well, God is real. The presence of the Lord is an absolute reality. We may not see Him ascertain Him with our physical senses, but that unseen realm of God's dimension is far more real than what is our physical reality. It is by faith that we can relate and understand the things of that spiritual realm in which God dwells, because Jesus said in the 4th chapter of John, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. So, beloved, God is calling His people to an intimate awareness of His presence. Now, what happens when a person gets, quote, born again or saved? They come to a place where they are willing, with an act of their will, to come to God. They may not even be convinced of God's reality. That when I prayed my first prayer, I said, God, if You're real, make Yourself real to me. Well, beloved, that's a challenge that God loves. So regardless of where you might be, you may have even attended church, but you've never had that that vital, exciting relationship with a living God. Because when one actually comes to God and says, Lord, I want you to be my Savior. I open the door of my heart. Come and live with me. Save me, O God. That the Spirit of God comes to indwell a person's spirit, and that is the point in which we are, quote, born again. The spirit man becomes quickened into life from the state of death and separation from God. And so if you've never made that decision, even though you may have attended a church and been a good moral, quote, unquote, person, nonetheless, we must experience God's presence in the times in which we're living. It's so critical. And so if you haven't accepted Jesus, why don't you take a chance? Why don't you make an opportunity right now? All you have to do is with sincerity of heart say, Lord, I don't understand a lot, and I don't know even what is truth. But Lord, I know that if you are in fact a God of truth, and if you are real, Lord, that you will reveal and unveil the reality of your presence in my life. Because if so, Father, I choose to accept Jesus as my Savior and as my Lord. Lord, help me to experience you. Help me to yield to your will for my life. I repent of my sins and I turn to you with a wholeness of heart. And God, I submit my life and surrender my will and all that I am to you. And I ask for your understanding, your wisdom, your guidance, and an opening up of the Word of God that I might live according to your precepts. In the name of Jesus, praise God. And for those of us who have known the Lord, some perhaps for just a short time, some for many decades, we know there's nothing more encouraging, nothing more blessed than experiencing the presence of God. And so that's what I want to talk about. Psalm 140 and 13 says, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Beloved, that's the heart's cry of every child of God. Why? Because after all, this is the purpose of man's creation. God created Adam, formed him out of the dust of the earth, breathed into him the breath of life. He created man in his own image and likeness. John 1 and 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. When we are born of God, the Holy Spirit of God dwells within us. And then he is promised. What beautiful consolation, beloved, that in spite of how we feel, in spite of whichever way our emotions might be flying, he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. That beautiful passage found in Psalm 139, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. His presence, beloved, is always with us. And the Word of God describes being in the presence of the Lord for the righteous as a place of particular blessing. And I'm going to be sharing a number of scriptures to document, to underline, to emphasize the truth of what I'm sharing, that it is what God has to say in his word. And for the righteous, the presence of God is a place of protection. It's a place of direction, a place of glory and honor and complete and total joy. Our joy perhaps will not be as full or complete as when we are actually with the Lord and reunited with our loved ones, but we can experience his presence. David prayed, he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And many of you listening now, you need that joy of the Lord. You need the joy of your salvation brought into living, powerful reality in your life so you can look forward to getting up another day. So you can face the challenges, face your daily responsibilities, face whatever your day holds, whatever season, whatever time in your life that God is bringing you through, that you can do it with joy. You can do it with peace. You can do it with faith and trust and hope in our God, manifesting the very character of Jesus, the love of God, which has been shed abroad in our heart. And so I've shared that it's a place of protection. Again, Psalm 31 speaks of hiding those that fear the Lord in the secret of his presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly. Secretly, praise God, he's hiding us in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Also, it gives courage in the battles we face in our lives. Deuteronomy 20:1 says, the Lord speaking, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee. And of course, in today's realm, we are under spiritual warfare. They're not literal enemies surrounding us, armed and ready to take our lives in most cases. But in the spirit, we have an enemy that hates us with a deadly hatred. And so God will give us courage to walk. If he doesn't deliver us out of the battle, he will walk with us through that battle. Even through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil because he's with us. He gives us comfort in trials. Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Well, I wish I could go on, but my time to bring this broadcast to a conclusion is upon me. And so, with great love and affection, I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs. God has been answering prayer in mighty ways. Not very often, but I do share testimonies of how God is moving, how he's answering prayer. And so, if you have a need, I invite you to write. And if you feel the Holy Spirit moving on you, then please obey him, because he has a purpose and reason for doing that. Again, thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers. UCM Partners, thank you for your faithful support. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.